In this episode, man, I want to talk with you about Netflix and what your business could learn from studying Netflix.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. Look, today's customers, they've grown to expect certain things. And you can thank Netflix for this in particular, because today's customers have grown to expect information on demand. And it's important during this time right now that we take a few moments and we just think about Netflix and its impact on business and what you're going to be doing because of lessons learned from Netflix. You know, customers didn't always expect information on demand. They didn't. In fact, let's rewind for a moment. Actually, let's go a little bit further than that. Right here. Perfect. All right. In the beginning, there was Blockbuster. And we used to walk over to Blockbuster from our house and just a couple of blocks away. And we would go down the aisles and there would be the must-sees and the new releases and the action and the documentaries and the foreign language films and the award winners. And you'd walk down the aisle and you'd grab a movie and you'd leave and you'd go home and try to have a great date night. Bow, bow, chicka, bow, wow. But then a new beginning happened. And this little company called Netflix started mailing DVDs to people's homes. And like a savvy set of entrepreneurs, you know what they did? They addressed the number one pain point that their biggest competitors, the people that owned the entire industry, Blockbuster had. The number one pain point that Blockbuster's customers had were late fees. And boy, do I remember the joy of late fees, because I was one of those poor saps, probably just like you, who would forget to go and drop it off in 2 days and 3 days and 5 days, and a week later, boom, you could have bought that damn movie. But then Netflix said, hey, you know what? It's a monthly subscription. You get X number of movies. You keep it as long as you want. What do we care? And before you knew it, everybody and my mother was ordering DVDs online. It was the new and better mousetrap. They, you know, at this point, they didn't even have information on demand. They didn't have unique shows at Netflix. And they didn't provide personalization. They just provided videos inside of a envelope in the shape of a DVD. All of those things came later. You see, when bandwidth became available, Netflix reacted. They responded to customer demand and they adjusted their business. You know, in this podcast over the last 6 months since the beginning of COVID, I've spent a lot of time talking with you about the art of the pivot and how you transition your business to profit. What better scenario than Netflix? Because they identified bandwidth, and in a past episode, in a 5G episode, I just laid that out for you. But Netflix identified that as bandwidth became more available, people were going to need things and they're going to want things differently. You follow? All right. Look, there is an enormous number of people that use Netflix. Let's just obsess on the data for a moment here. And this is all at the beginning of 2020. This is before the great cluster F of 2020, before the pandemic, before all of us just started hanging out and chilling at home. Netflix has 182.8 million subscribers. Yo, those are just the people that are paying. And in the United States and Canada, in the first quarter of 2020, they had 70 million customers. And I want to break this down for you. I want you to think about the Netflix phenomenon, because as Netflix starts to become a better and better tool for individuals, Netflix ends up making like hundreds of millions of personalized experiences. Because, wait, first you need to know that for every Netflix account, there are a whole lot of people poaching in. We're going to spend some time on that. But they're doing like 300 million personalized experiences where they pull all your favorite things based on things you've watched and liked in the past forward. Raise your hand if you binge watch Netflix. If you've binge watched Netflix, I want you to raise your hand. I want you to look around the other people in your life. Determine if you think they binge watch also. What percentage of people out there admit to binge watching Netflix? Underline the word admit. And what do you think that number is? Well, the answer is 70%. 70% of people admit to binge watching Netflix. There's an important business lesson here. Don't worry. I'm going to wrap this thing all up with a big bow. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a supervisor, what percentage of employees admit, underline admit, what percentage of employees admit to binge watching Netflix at work? What do you think that number is? Lock it in. Good. You got it. All right, cool. Final answer. 37% of people admit to binge watching Netflix at work. So if you're an entrepreneur, good on you. People are stone cold chilling. They're doing two things on your time. And that's the way the world is operating now. Oh boy, that number's got to go through the roof now that people aren't sitting in front of a supervisor now that they're working at home, chilling in their underwear while they're cranking out their work. They're probably watching episodes of The Office, wishing they were back in an office. And Netflix is so successful that Netflix gobbles up 15% of the entire world's bandwidth. Just gobbles it right up. And if you share a Netflix password with somebody outside of your home, raise your hand. All right? Do you? I bet you do. Don't lie. What do you think? Here's a... Oh my gosh, it's time for a pop quiz. Let me give you a little trivia here, see if you can get the answer. What is the industry term for people who borrow other people's account passwords on Netflix? What is the industry term for people that borrow other people's account passwords? Do you know what it is? The answer is passholes. Yes, that is the industry term. It is passholes. And how many passholes do you have in your life? Or maybe you're somebody's passhole. You see, Oh, here's another piece of trivia. What percentage of Netflix customers share their account password? You ready? What do you think it is? All right, 30% of Netflix customers share their account password. 30%. So I told you, what was that number I told you a little earlier? Let me look that up. Yes, 182.8. So basically 183 million subscribers. And then what is that stat that we just went through? 30% admit to sharing their account password with people outside of their home. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, that's people like in our house. And if you're a Netflix employee, bug off for a few moments because it's about to get personal here and I don't want any of your Netflix army knocking on our door. All right. Okay, good. Are all the Netflix people gone? In our home, the people who share our Netflix password, the passholes in our life are my in-laws, Wendy's parents, my dad and his wife. They share our password. And we've created little accounts for each of them. Maybe you've done that too. And my sister's kids... My sister doesn't have Netflix. My sister's kids have it when they come over here, right? When they come over here, they watch kids' movies when Uncle Todd is making frozen pizzas and crushing that like Bobby Flay. You get it. They get into our Netflix account, and you know what they do? They watch kids' movies. I want to keep it separated. Like, I don't want the kids' movies to pollute into my Netflix options, right? And I don't want the really bad, outdated 720p resolution crime movies that my dad and my stepmom watch. I don't want that in my options, giving me things I don't want to see. But all of this has gotten to the point where Netflix last year increased its price to $13 a month. And you know what that means? That means my in-laws just get it. They get an invoice every month for like $2 because, you know, there's no freeloading in this house. People got to pay their fair amount. There's just no such thing as a free lunch. So what can your business learn from studying Netflix? There's a lot going on here. You can learn how to dominate in this new world that we live in. You know, how to properly respond to customer expectations is one thing. How to adjust and pivot when your customers are telling you they're expecting something. So what are they expecting? Well, we'll get into that in just a second. But also, Netflix teaches you how to pivot as technology and market options become available, more bandwidth, pivot in order to prosper. So what are customers expecting from Netflix? And candidly, it's the same exact thing that your customers are expecting from you. If 183 million people plus their 30% of them plus 30% of their pass holes are expecting things on demand and they're creating their own account because it's supposed to be, you know, exactly what's relevant to them. And when they sit there, 70% admit to binge watching. What are your customers expecting when they interact with your business? Today's buyers expect every business to provide them with a buying experience that is on demand, on their time, 24/7. When they're ready to learn about your product or service, that information needs to be there. Remember, 82% of buyers by 2018, and you know that number's got to be way up into the 90% range right now. 82% of buyers say that they don't want to talk with a salesperson until they're ready to make a buying decision, right? So, how are they going to be ready to make a buying decision if the information isn't on demand? Today's buyers expect every business, put this into your long term, to provide them with a buying experience that is on demand, yo. What's the next thing that you can learn from Netflix? Today's buyers expect every business to provide them with a buying experience that is personalized. So one size fits all information doesn't serve you as a customer, right? Like if there's a product or a service that serves a bunch of different types of customers, then the information should be personalized to you, just like Netflix is personalized to you, and it should be on demand. And the last thing that every buyer expects from a business to provide them during the buying experience is that information needs to be frigging binge-worthy. It needs to be something where they sit there and they can plow through it. And the only way that you can create information at the beginning that's on demand, that's personalized, that is binge-worthy, is if you lay out the strategy at the beginning. And the strategy is going to teach you how to move people through the journey all the way to the point where they want to raise their hand and make themselves known to the sales team that they're a potential buyer. This is the way business is going. If you are a dinosaur and you're like, just saying to yourself, no, but this isn't how our customers do it. No, Todd, this isn't, we've never done it this way in our industry. No, we're all about customer service. Look, it's time to get out of your way. I'm not saying stop doing what you're doing. I'm saying be aware of the conditions that are on the street and start adjusting. Today's buyers expect every business to provide them with a buying experience that's on demand, whenever the hell they want it. It's personalized based on their needs, pain, and frustrations, and it speaks their language because every industry has different terminology. And the last thing it is has to be binge-worthy. So I'll give you a few moments on how to make it binge-worthy. You can't make your content binge-worthy if you've piecemealed things, if you've got different content creators, if the content creators are not part of the strategy or they didn't lay out the strategy. You've got to make it binge-worthy because binge-worthiness, see if I can come up with a word right now, binge-worthy-osity happens just like Netflix. So what happens in Netflix when something is friggin' binge-worthy? You get to like 3/4 of the end of episode 1. And what do? they already start telling you the story for episode 2, and they start to pull you right to the moment of maximum impact, and you know what happens next? Boom. Theme music, credits go up, and you say, no, I'm not done yet. And then you go into episode 2. So what would a smart business do that recognizes that you've got to create a binge-worthy experience so people plow through it in one sitting? What would you do? You would create video 1, like episode 1, like Netflix, and you would map it out while you map out episode 2, like Netflix does. And you do the same thing for episode 3, and you create these open loops, they're called. An open loop, that's a suspense cliffhanger between episode 1 and episode 2 and episode 2 and episode 3, and you pull people like they're on a slip and slide right through your buyer's journey, and before you know it, you've created a Netflix-style, on-demand, personalized, and relevant, binge-worthy buying experience that moves people through without them having to burn any mental calories to learn about your product or service. Don't worry about length of time. Netflix does not say, oh, well, we should keep these videos short. People don't have an attention span for a 2-minute video. Don't do that to yourself. Don't create a limiting belief that your audience isn't interested or they can't pay attention. Unless you suck at telling stories. If you suck at telling stories, then you should be telling really short stories because, well, your stories suck. But if you can tell stories that are powerful and compelling, you can pull these people through like Netflix. People sit on their couch on a Saturday or Sunday like all day. Their Apple Watch is like, yo, you should get up and stretch them legs, dude. You've been sitting there for 6-7 hours. That ain't good. And then you start to see stories about how people being lethargic is the new smoking. Netflix is teaching something that you and your business should be learning from. And that's why it was essential for me to break this down. So how do you create binge-worthy buying experiences? You tell stories. Why? Because stories are the glue that binds your prospect's attention into your solution. They're the friggin' glue. In another episode, I'll start to unravel why our brains love stories so much. But let's just do a recap. There's a lot your business can learn from studying Netflix. You can put your head in the sand and pretend you don't see it, or you can respond to demand customers are expecting from every business under the sun. The information to be on demand, personalized and relevant, just like your Netflix account is. And the last thing it has to be binge-worthy. And when you wrap all of those things up for your business, you've created an irresistible viewing experience that creates a path to purchase that makes buying from you irresistible. Peace.